Welcome to The Millennial Wave. This is Rachel Kayleen, entrepreneur and millennial leader. If you aren't familiar with The Millennial Wave, our mission is to be a voice for the millennial generation. So we're constantly collaborating with new guests to help give our audience the guidance and raw knowledge needed to spark ideas and accomplish their goals. Again, if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you for coming on. And if you do get value, all we ask is that you give us a rating and a review to be able to share with us how much you enjoy listening to this podcast. All right, guys, so let's hop into it. Hey everyone, what is going on? Welcome back to the Millennial Wave. This is episode 40. We're really getting up there of the podcast, and I am super excited because I have Gabe Lemon here. He is the owner and founder of G6 Performance Training. Not only is he a coach, but he's a husband, a father, and a philanthropist. So really excited to have him in here. We met through a mutual friend. So Richie, 916.
There we go.
Yeah, he brought us together, and now here we are talking about the podcast. So I'm really excited because when I first met you, it was through FaceTime. Yes. It wasn't like Instagram, like how I meet most people. So I was like, oh, okay, let's meet him right now.
Exactly.
So, you know, we get on FaceTime. You tell me a little bit about you and some of the things that you're passionate about and what you're doing. So one of the first things that kind of stood out to me was the idea of mindset and mentality and staying focused. So talk a little bit about, you know, where you feel like you've grown your mindset and mentality and what's helped you along your journey to kind of get to where you are in that mental state.
Honestly, I think it's just happened over time. As far as experience, I think experience is one of the biggest things. As far as my mindset, trying to get specific details.
Well, let me ask you this. So you say it's a lot about experience.
Yeah.
Can you name a couple of experiences that really shifted the way? Like, what kind of, who were you before you were who you are now? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it starts from the minute you come into this world. You know what I mean? I don't know. For those who don't know, I'm the oldest of seven.
That's, wow.
Yeah, six little sisters.
Whoa.
Yeah, six little sisters. So
whoa.
Crazy. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Would you say you're protective? I mean, it's kind of hard to be protective over six people.
You know what?
But hey, it's possible.
I honestly didn't have to be protective.
No?
Yeah, I think my mom did that. She held it down.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was moments where I'm like, okay, you know, you got to step in.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I would say, like, once again, being the oldest in general, you have like a leadership mentality from the jump. You have to, you know. And then, you know, over time, obviously six young girls come into the world. So I had to step up very quickly at the time, you know. So I have a different biological dad, you know. Not that that mattered when I was younger. You don't really know. So, but the dad, you know, who I call dad, you know, he's kind of just in and out. You know, our relationship grew definitely as I got older. But I had to step up and be like, it felt like I had to be big brother and dad in a way, you know. So I think that right there, I even look back at it now and I'm just like, wow, you know. And it almost took one of my friends to kind of let me know, like, dude, you've been a leader since, you know, you were a little kid. And I'm like, what? I really didn't, you know, really didn't think about it too much. But like a moment like that, when I went to San Diego State, played football at San Diego State, got hurt my senior year. And that was big. Happened after the fourth game, freak accident. Almost like tore the nerve in my shoulder. This, you know, one of the moments where you can't really like put together. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Especially when it happened. Just, it was, you get into a very dark place. Because I like to say, you know, especially now, we like to identify ourselves with what we do, which I think you need to separate them by far. So when that happened, I'm like, okay, what do I do? You know, I've been playing football since 6 years old. You know, this is the time where I'm like, okay, NFL is right around the corner, this and that, I'm getting ready to play. Once I got hurt, it was like my whole world just came down. And during that time, I think that's like where the most growth came from. Because I had to figure myself out. I was like, you know, definitely in dark, there's dark moments for sure. But I think the biggest thing that, you know, I have to even give myself credit, I stayed around my team. It's not like I felt bad for myself and, you know, just stayed in my apartment or, you know, doing this or that. I was like, stayed around my team. And I think that mattered just for the fact I'm a senior. They see I'm hurt, you know, I'm not going to play for the rest of the season, and they're like, oh, he's still showing up, showing up to practice, showing up to the weight room, meetings, this and that, and to not let them see it. But that's the one thing I'll take back. I think if you're going through something, it's okay to be vulnerable. You know, I think that's especially, you know, we teach young boys, like, you have to be strong, you can't cry, this and that. I'm like, man, you know, if someone actually, like, I wish I learned differently, you know, growing up. But it was that mentality, like, you can't show any weakness. Yeah. But once again, that definitely was, like, a growing moment for sure.
Yeah, you know,
little moments like that.
Yeah, I hear that. So you have been playing sports your whole life?
Yeah, I'm playing football, basketball, track, everything under the sun, you know.
Okay, and then you said your senior year of college?
Yeah, so...
You got hurt?
Yeah, senior year of San Diego State.
Okay, so then now you're a trainer.
Now I'm a trainer. That's literally how it went. Like, it's crazy how certain circumstances can set you up to, like, you finding your purpose, quote unquote. Like, I would have never known about training, you know, if I didn't get hurt.
Really? Even if you didn't get hurt, you don't think, like, the trainers would have been like, hey, Gabe, you know?
No, you know.
You're around them all the time.
Yeah, but even at the time, like, my focus, and I know it sounds selfish, my focus wasn't to help others out, you know?
It was on you.
Or not through training. Maybe it'd be, like, a little motivation here and there. But my focus was like, all right, Gabe, get to the NFL. And then you can help other people out. And I think, you know, I'm big on my faith. So I think it was a big thing. Like, God's like, we're going to put you in a different circumstance. I got hurt. And I'm like, okay. And it took a while, of course. It took probably a year and some change. And then someone asked me, like, oh, can you help train my kid, this and that. And then a minute I did that for the first time, I'm like, this is what it's about, you know. Training young, at the time, training young kids, and it led to training adults. Being in the training atmosphere, I've realized people are going through a lot. You know, I think the outer appearance is literally just a reflection on what's happening inside.
And how do you kind of get the feeling that they're going through something on the inside?
I mean, when it comes to a session, you know, people, it's like, and trainers can attest, coaches can say this, like, you're almost like a psychologist. People come and tell you all their problems, this and that. And I think that's the difference. I like to call myself more of like a personable trainer rather than just personal. I don't just care for you for that hour. You know, that's why I'm not literally big on online training. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm like, you know, you can't get to see this, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you might be able to FaceTime, but then, you know, once that button clicks off and they have to go back to the real world, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, you've kind of taken away that, like, human interaction with them.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess, like, what I've noticed in going from, like, young kids to adults, everybody has something going on. It doesn't matter. It can be something as little as, like, you know, a car might have broke down, or I've had, you know, young kids dealing with, I think a big thing, social media is huge, huge. And because, once again, everybody's trying to get validation from somebody. You know, and once I got to that point where, like, why do I need validation from another human being that has flaws just like me? You know, that's when I got there. I'm like, you know, I'm doing this for the wrong reasons. You know, I'm doing this to get, you know, the approval of others. When if you're trying to live a life like that, you're never going to be happy. You know, and that's why I tell a lot of my high school, you know, even some of the adults, like some of these adults who are literally their job is, you know, taking selfies and doing this, like, public figures, as they call, you know, I'm like, like, what are we really doing? Like, where's the value coming from? You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm like, dude, take some time. Like, when you wake up, don't go check Instagram right off the jump. You know what I mean? So, because right off the bat, you're comparing yourself to somebody. Right, you're seeing the highlights of their life. You don't know what's going on, this and that, and that's like a common trend I keep seeing. And once again, doesn't matter from young to old. Keep seeing that people are dealing with stuff, and like I said, might use weights or literally that 1 hour lifting session is kind of like a vent session, you know? Because if your body looks good, guarantee what's looking great is your mind. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes...
It's a great reflection.
Yeah, even if your body's looking great, you might just be dealing with some deep stuff.
Yep.
And that 1 hour is just like, you know, if you literally like feeling like you're killing yourself, this and that. That 1 hour might have been like you're doing a physical vent, if that makes sense, you know. And even for the people who might be obese, like using food, you know, whatever it is. Sorry,
okay. Using they're gonna see it.
Yeah, using like food as an outlet, you know, because that's another, you know, source of like, okay, I'm gonna eat, you know, instead of, I guess through depression or however you want to explain it. So yeah, it's
like comfort food.
Absolutely, we all do it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you're feeling sad or something like that, you and your feelings, next thing you know, you're eating. You don't even know, you didn't even notice you're eating. But if that's a constant thing, next thing you know, you're 50 pounds heavier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said, it could be the other way around. You might have someone who's chiseled,
yeah,
this and that, but you know, they're going home or whatever it may be, still have a bottle or whatever it may be. Like that, people have different ways of expressing themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we talked about basically how your mindset is shift is changed by experiences, but what are some of the key things that you kind of help people, especially in your training? What's the first thing to creating a winning mindset when you're training somebody? Like, you always got to, you know, get your mind right.
Yeah.
And everything else will kind of follow.
Yeah.
But how do you, what are some of the key things that you teach them?
Well, the first thing, you got to get to know them. That's the first thing right off the jump.
What kind of people do you feel like, I don't want to put anyone into a box, but I feel like there's always certain type of people. Everyone's different, but it's like sometimes you're dealing with someone who's very high maintenance, or somebody, sometimes you're dealing with someone who's really stubborn, you know? So how do you kind of gauge that?
Yeah. And I've dealt with it all.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard for me to put like a certain person. I think that's where, being a coach helps. Cause once again, the way I may address you, I might dress someone completely different. Even if you guys were the same age, didn't matter if you were, might could be your mom, could be your sister. I have to talk to you guys in a whole different way, you know? And then once again, that's where coaching comes in. Cause some people thrive off of, I guess like positive, like, you know, reinforcement. Others can go off of like, you kind of, you have to get on them. You know what I mean? I guess you can say, I don't want to call it negative anything, but some, I guess you can say some harsh criticism type stuff, whatever, I don't know. But once you get to know them, and once they get to understand that, I think that's when, like, you're in the go, in the green light. One of the former Kings strength and conditioning coach, what's his name, Ramsey, I forget his last name, but he said something very, like, that got with me, or that, like, kind of settled with me. He said, a client does not care how much you know until they know how much you care. You know, and that's literally, that's people in general. It does not matter, you know what I mean? We're here trying to, you know, sell, you know, that's what we thrive off doing. People are trying to sell different items or whatever it may be to people. But, you know, what people aren't going to get hooked unless they connect with you, you know? And that's kind of where with my training, I like to get to know the person before anything. Because I think anybody can be like, here, do 50 squats, burpees, you know, this and that. I got to get to know you. So once I get to know you on like a mental level,
then how long does it usually take to get to know the person? Just curious.
And it varies. It varies. There's some clients where you can kind of figure them out in like 5-10 minutes, but then there's other clients like it's gonna take months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but once it clicks, it's like, oh, it's the most gratifying thing, because they're like, because then you start seeing like the physical change, right? It's like once you're able to like connect with them mentally, then it's like once it's. Man, it's amazing to see, like, now they have that belief in themselves, right? And that's kind of, not to go too much off topic, but that's what my brand's about. It's like defining yourself. Literally, my dad has told me that since we did, this is high school. I'm going on my little tangent. Yeah, so in my little high school, my dad was big on, like, you know, putting in extra work. It might be, like, 10 at night. He'd be like, all right, let's head outside. We'll be doing bear crawls on the grass, lunges, running up hills, down hills, all types of stuff. You're like, you know, you at the time, you're trying to just talk to your girlfriend or something at night, whatever. But he'd always say, look, he's like, he never wanted me to be him. He's like, I want you to define yourself. Like, I don't want you to compare yourself to anybody, this and that. And that didn't click with me until I got hurt. I was like, okay, I see what he's talking about. Because until then, we always look up to these athletes, celebs, this and that. And you're trying to be, you know, you're trying to get to their level. when secretly you can probably go past them and you have no idea, you know? And that's kind of how I implement with my clients. When I say, like, define yourself, I'm like, how can we get to know or get you to find out what's already installed in you? Like, going back to when I said I'm the oldest of seven, didn't know I was really a leader, you know, until, like, someone had to tell me, like, dude, you've been a leader since day one. And I was like, sheesh, man, like, it blew my mind, you know? So that's how I, once again, that's how I try to approach my clients. I'm like, okay, how can I get it to where they start having faith in themselves, right? And then it's like, once I, however long that takes, once we get there, then that's when the physical changes start happening, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go from there.
So with all the clients or people that you've seen that have gotten great results, or what are some similarities that you've seen? What are some key habits or characteristics they've developed to help them create success? The people that you know are doing it well, what do they all have in common?
Consistency. Consistency is the biggest thing. Somebody who, once again, I'm like, you get in what you put in. If you want to come in 3-5 times a week, whatever, for an hour session, you literally have to think, like, yes, that's only 3 or 5 hours out of the whole week. But at the same time, you know, they're still making an effort to be like, here, I want to invest in you. But in reality, they're just investing in themselves. Yeah. I'm just the one, you know, kind of like guiding them there. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, they're just like, they're taking time out of their busy day to be like, look, I'm going to put all my focus on myself during this hour, whatever it may be. Right. So and then with that being considered, I say vulnerability is a huge one. Huge. I think it's hard for people to be vulnerable because they're scared of what people are going to think. Like, some people don't want to go, this is the males especially, don't want to go to the gym, right? Well, especially like that huge, like, you know, cow fit atmosphere, this and that, just because, I mean, they don't necessarily want someone telling them what to do, this and that. You know, someone who might be overweight doesn't want to have people look at them while they're going to train, you know, might be someone dealing with eating disorder that doesn't want to come out, this and that. Like, this, we can go on and on about the excuses, whatever, but vulnerability is huge. You have to put yourself out there to even care for yourself, if that makes any sense. So consistency, vulnerability, and I think this is what ties that. My word of the year is being intentional. Like, a lot of people don't know, really understand the concept of being intentional. You know what I mean? I'm like, doing everything. I like to say, like, do whatever you're focused on without thinking about the outcome. Right? Like, being present. Like, can you be present in the situation, you know, and really give it your all without thinking about, okay, I'm doing this in order to get blah, 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 or whatever. Like, just do it regardless of what's going to happen, you know?
When you're doing things, do you find yourself questioning everything?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like you never want to be the smartest in the room type thing, attitude. That's how I view things. I wouldn't say... I think all the time that I've been put in, like, say, you know, me and you had an hour session. It's not about that hour session. It was about all the years that I put in, you know, with knowledge and this that made this hour important, right? There might be times where we get into a deep conversation and you're like, man, am I saying the right things to him? Is it going to connect with this kid or this athlete or this adult? Like, that's the one time you kind of question yourself. I'd probably say that was those only moments where I'm like, okay, you know, am I doing what I should be doing, you know, even like being a business owner now, since stepping out, you know, away from, I used to work at Fitness Rangers, great gym, and met a lot of great connections since I'm not from Sacramento, you know, so even, you know, doing that, that was one thing, like, I'm questioning myself, like, Gabe, should you be doing this? You know, you got a family to take care of, this and that, and that was probably the scariest thing. But once again, it went back to my mindset as far as, like, look, you know, this is, and then you can also, like, when those moments happen, you can kind of look on the previous moments that, you know, what were moments where I had to step out and get out of my comfort zone, and then the fact that you came out on the other end, you know, so, like, I guess you say that's probably the last time I, like, questioned, like, okay, should I be running G6, but yeah. You know, now I'm doing it, so
there you go.
Absolutely.
So how do you think people can be more intentional with their life? Like, what are some of the first steps that you took to do it? Do you think they should write things down? Do you think they should get clear on their goals? How do you set intentions?
Yeah.
And make sure that you're not wasting your time on things that don't matter.
Yeah, I think definitely writing stuff down definitely helps, you know, because if you're not, you're just keeping it all in your brain. You might forget what you were thinking about, or once again, I'm one of those people where my mind is just like here, and it's hard for me to like this, like calm down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think writing stuff down is huge, right? Like what you want to do, right? What you've done, you know, like give yourself some positive reinforcement and be like, look, I came out on the other end of, you know, this and that. And then learn just how to be present. Stop thinking about tomorrow. You know, a lot of us, it's crazy. Like, you see everybody, like, when they get to Monday, they're like, oh, yeah. It's Monday. Oh, yeah, no. You know, oh, shoot, it's Monday. Exactly. Like, I'm trying to get to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look at
that's
that.
That's a horrible way to live.
Yeah, but look at that mindset already. You're trying to, like, it's like almost like an 80-20. Like, you're focused on 20% of your life, Friday through Sunday. Or even Sunday, you're already thinking about Monday. It's like, you can't live like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just be present. Focus on one thing at a time. Focus on the day. Because there's some stuff that's just out of your control. You know what I mean? And it's honestly not situations the way I look at it. I mean, we call it bad or good, if that makes sense. There might be something, like I said, maybe your car did break down. And maybe, like, the way you view it, the way your mindset, you know, takes over, that's what's going to define if it's a good moment or a bad moment, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You could look at it like, okay, maybe my car broke down because it was time for me to kind of just relax, and now I can work on this and that, blue, blue, blue. And all of a sudden, you just flipped it, you know. And now you're just like, you're going in easy throughout the day. So, yeah.
I feel like if people are, like, if they get depressed thinking about Monday through Friday, they're clearly doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So, were you ever doing anything before you started training?
I'm only 28. So
true.
It was like everything I was doing before was, I put all my eggs in one basket at one point.
Yeah.
You know, everything was in football.
Yeah.
It's like, once I got hurt, it was like, what do I do? You know? Now, once again, like I said, now looking back on it, I was actually doing something regardless. Like, I was supposed to get hurt. This was supposed to happen to get me to where I'm at. Probably wouldn't have met my wife. Probably wouldn't have my daughter right now if I didn't. That's actually a fact. that yeah. Wouldn't happen. I was doing probably what any other, like, you know, from high school to college, was just focusing on passing, you know, trying to get to the NFL, try to get, you know, the bag, as they say. You know, try to get paid, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, once again, there's no value in that type of thinking, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's people that have dealt with what you've dealt with,
mm-hmm.
and they have some type of anger
mm-hmm.
about how things didn't go the way that they wanted them to,
yeah.
because I feel like there's people that work so hard for moments like that,
mm-hmm.
and then when they don't happen, they let it affect the rest of their
Absolutely.
Life. So how did you move past it, and how did you kind of get, and not saying that, you know, you had a huge, like, breakdown,
oh, yeah.
like, but you can feel free to talk about
yeah.
that, because there's so many people that even if it's not sports, like, mm-hmm. maybe they didn't get a certain position that they were, like, working
Absolutely.
Their ass off for.
Absolutely.
What would you tell someone that works so hard for something, they tell everybody, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, because they believe it to be
yeah.
true, and they know they're capable of it, but it doesn't happen, and it's just the way that life is. Sometimes you can't control it. So how did you move past your struggles?
Once again, I mean, I did, and didn't happen overnight, I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm always going back to that whole, you know, me getting hurt example, because I think that was such a pivotal moment, because everything until then, it was just like, okay.
Felt like it was easy.
Yeah, like, everything's cool, you know? It's like, even, you know, my last game in high school, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm playing in college. It's cool. Like, you know, I'll miss playing with you guys, but I'm gonna be good, you know? But that moment was so crucial, because I think that's where a lot of growth, like, you know, because for that time being, I was using drugs, alcohol, woman, whatever. I didn't, you know, whatever it may be, to keep my mind off of not being a football player, you know, labeling myself. because that's what I thought I was put on this earth to do. But I had to, you know, it was a moment to where it's like, okay, Gabe, who are you? You know, I like to ask people that a lot, like, who are you? Can you say I am blank, and, you know, fill in the blank without having a but behind I am, or, you know what I'm saying? Or
I feel like, okay, so I watched this video, mm-hmm. and it was with, I really want to say Bob Proctor.
Okay.
But it might have not been Bob Proctor. I don't remember. But it's like basically like when you ask somebody, who are you? They'll say, oh, I am Rachel. I am Gabe. But you're not your name.
Exactly.
Who are you? So do you define yourself as characteristics that you have, skills that you have? How do you feel like people can define themselves? Who are you? What do you mean? Who am I? I'm Rachel. Well, yeah. Who's Rachel? Rachel is... let's say I was like a lawyer. I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but no, who are you? That's your career. Who are you? Well, what the fuck? What do you want me to say? Who am I? I don't know.
No, absolutely. And when someone asked me that, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I was like...
What's the first thing you said?
At the time, I think I did say, like, I am a football player at the time. You know, and literally, I was just saying what I did. That's not who I am, you know. But as I start getting to it, I mean, characteristics actually was a big thing to say. Like, you know, you can say I am strong, I am, you know, motivated, I am intentional. Like, I think a characteristic, that's who makes the person, you know. We as humans, we fall in love with stories. Mm-hmm. That's why we go to the movies, you know what I mean? Yeah. We get to see on screen people's stories. And once again, what are they? They're characters. You know what I mean? And this character has this
that
and this
trait. That was, like, really great. Ooh, that's point. Deep.
You got to put that on there. Save
that's
that. Chop
the snippet
that up.
Right there. There we that's go. The snippet.
There we go. But, yeah, so, but like I said, that's all I think social media is. You're falling in love with the person on the screen. That's it. You don't know what's happening behind, you know. So in a situation like social media, you get to, you know, show who you are. I'm trying to put the words correctly. I guess who you want to be or whatever, yeah. If that makes sense. Because,
yeah.
I mean, anybody can hide behind their highlights. That's fine. But I think personally it was just characters. Like, for myself, I'm just like, you know, I could just say I am determined. I am motivational. I am intentional. You know, I don't give up. Like, you know, persistent. Like, stuff like that. Because that's the general makeup of who I am, you know. And I think the sooner people can kind of figure that out, the better off they will be, because once again, we label ourselves, you know. There are people who, and I guarantee, go look on like your first 25-50 friends on your on your Instagram, right, or whatever, Twitter, doesn't matter, and they're gonna, on their biography, whatever, they're gonna be like, oh, they might be a trainer, and they'll be like CSCS or doctor this or whatever, football player here or cheerleader here or whatever. I'm like, that's what you do. Like, explain to me, like, who you are, really. And once again, that is a hard question to answer, you know. And sometimes it's like people don't know yet, you know. But it's already installed. That's the fun part. I think that's the fun part about life. Because if we knew life already, I think we'd all be millionaires. Everything be straight, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Right? But I think that's the fun part about life. You kind of get to find out who you are. Because there's only two choices when your back's against the wall. You're going to stay up and get, you know, curl up into a ball. Or are you going to move forward? You know, yeah. Those are the two biggest things. So.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You said you feel like if everyone knew who they were, they'd be millionaires and whatever.
Well, yeah.
What is that? Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I probably should take that back. But I think, and I didn't mean millionaires, but now you can use
but
that.
But it's
you
funny
can,
how people yeah, say that, though,
yeah, but
right?
You can even use that in, like, almost an analogy as far as, like, you're going to understand your value. Right.
We use that word
absolutely.
As a way for people to kind
absolutely.
Of be like, oh, yeah, that would be great. I'd be yeah. happy.
No, you're exactly. And once again, I just said it right here. That's yeah. like the first thing that pops in my mind.
It's in yeah. your subconscious mind. It just happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
It just happened.
But I think it's more of like you understand your value.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not money doesn't define mm-hmm. like how much you feel like you're worth or whatever and blah, blah, blah. You can literally be on the street. I see happy homeless people. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But
Gary Vee talks about it. Do you listen to Gary Vee?
Oh,
too?
Heck yeah. Yeah. Gary Vee, my guy. Yeah.
Gary Vee is the godfather of entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Like, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
But everyone knows, like, he always talks about, I have friends, that's what he says, I have friends that are, you know, plumbers that make 60 grand a year that are happy as, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy.
Yeah.
But it just, it depends on what you define your happiness as.
Absolutely. It's like, what type of, I mean, if you're living a purpose-filled life, it doesn't matter how much money's in your bank account. It doesn't at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, me and you aren't millionaires, but I'm sure, you know, after meeting you, you seem, I mean, you're walking through it right now, you know. I'm walking through it right now. I'm happy, you know, as far as, like, I have, and the biggest thing is I have a daughter. I feel like when she came into the world, it was like a whole different, I guess, mindset flip, because it's like, this is happiness.
Yeah.
I'd rather take that over to someone putting, you know, 15 mil in my bank account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I love that, because I love how you said, I'm happy. Like, yeah. But you also mentioned how you're walking through your purpose and you're getting to where you want to be. Because so many people put this idea in their mind, like, when I get there, that'll be it.
Yeah.
That'll be, like, end all be all. Like, that's what I want. Like, cool. The idea of it sounds amazing. I'm happy just thinking about that idea.
Yeah.
But you want to be happy throughout it, because I promise you, whatever you have in your head, it's not going to be that, like, oh, I finally made it. Like, no, you got to be happy as you go.
Exactly.
Because if you're happy with who you are and you know yourself and you have your values and you have your principles and you know the type of person that you want to be for yourself and other people, you're going to be happy, and then everything else will kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
So many people put
that
label.
I would tell people, like, embrace the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, really embrace it. Like, just be happy where your feet are, you know? Like, and that's what we go back to, being present. Like, really understand, like, where my feet are, where I'm supposed to be. And really, and once again, be intentional with where you're at. Don't do it just to be like, you know, hopefully my job or hopefully my boss, you know, gives me a promotion. Like, no, just do it regardless.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're about to get fired, know that you put in 110% into that day. Really, you know what I mean? And because at the end of the day, yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be, you're the one looking into the mirror, I guess. You know, you're the one that got to deal with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no one else can provide you happiness, if that 100%. Makes sense, you know? So that, I guess, that's, like, my biggest thing, especially, like, I read a lot. So, it's funny, that's one of the books I read. It was talking about, like, embracing the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, that stuck with me, because I'm like, it's hard to do, very hard. But at the same, you know, but at the same time, if we're certain on something, like, do you think you'd be 100% into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something you have to ask yourself. If you knew, like, okay, at the end of this week, you're going to get 5 mil, and I keep using money, but, or this and this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you, like, give everything you got? You probably, like, just kind of just be like, okay, I'm going to get it anyway, you know? I'm going to get it anyway. I can just kind of ease off, and it's going to happen anyway, but... Without, like, can you have that mindset without knowing what's going to come out on the other end? If that's all my whole thing is, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Because I feel like, for example, like how you started your business, you're certain of what you want and the type of end result or the results that you want to have, but you're not certain that it's all going to work out. There's 100%, like 100%, no matter how many goals we set, something in the goal or in the journey is not going to go right, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it did, we wouldn't, like, really have goals. We'd just say, oh, I want this, and then it happened.
Yeah.
It always has to be a process. So we're certain of what we want, but we're not certain of what's going to happen, and that's what provides that uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Which is so powerful.
And that's the fun part. Like, I mean...
The journey. That's what makes us who we are.
Exactly. We can go back to... I can go back to all this stuff. Like I talked about in the movies. If you knew how the movie was going to end... Would you go see it? No. Like, everybody likes the thrillers, the comedies, this and that. Like, once again, you like the journey or the storyline, whatever. And that's just life, right? Mm-hmm. And now you just go on life, or we got this made-up life that's on screen, and now it's entertaining, you know? And back to this business, it's like people ask me, they're like, you know, what do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, I don't know. Like, in all reality, I shouldn't know. Like, yes, you can have goals, but something can happen. You never know. I'm like, I tell them, I'm like, I'm just trying to focus on today, help as many people as I can, make sure I'm helping myself out, because as a trainer, coach, you're so focused on everybody else. You know, and that's a big thing, because it's like, all right, I'm worried about so-and-so. the next thing you know, it's like, or, you know, you haven't given your time to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but one of my biggest, I have some, you know, some mentors, and they're like, look, man, first thing, if you want to be in this business, like, build yourself up, like, you know, really work on yourself, you know.
So what are some things that you do to work on yourself? Some key habits.
Reading is a huge thing. Just kind of making sure I learn something new every day.
What kind of, do you have a certain type of topic that you like?
The biggest topic is leadership lately.
Do you read John Maxwell?
Oh, John Maxwell's, it's my dude. His Leaderships is the latest book I read. And he was the one, that's where I got like the whole be intentional. When he was talking about that, I was like, and he makes it sound so easy.
He's been a trainer forever, you know? But it happens.
Absolutely. So I was like, okay, Gabe, like being intentional, like being present, like work on yourself. And that's what kind of reading, it sets time out of my day to where it's like, it's only me and the book. That's it. Me and the book, right? And it's almost like you're talking to yourself as you're reading the words, or because the words are kind of bringing stuff that you already have inside of you, you know? So that's, you know, and spending time with my family, that's a big thing. I'm never going to be one of those that puts work over my family. There's no way. You know, I don't understand how.
That's a value. I mean, that's like I don't want to say a rule, but it's like something that just is in your head. Yeah. That's what I love, because people know themselves.
Absolutely. So. And that's what's going to carry on with, like, my daughter, you know. Even for the people who know me, they're not going to remember, like, what workouts I gave them, or, you know, how much money I spent on her. They're going to understand, like, the values. Like you were saying, they're going to be like, Gabe taught me boom, boom, boom. And that's what I actually want more from my, like, clients, you know. I want them to be like, you know, when they're 10 years and we, you know, later, and me and them haven't, you know, we're not training, they can be like, oh, I remember Gabe said something. And then they pass that on, and it just keeps passing. I think that's where, like, the real wealth is at.
Yeah.
Right? Because the money and all that stuff, that's going to run out eventually. You know, I think that's how the legacy is built, you know, because I tell people, it's not about me. Like, this logo, what you see, like, that's just the logo. That's the name, this and that. It's more about the people that are within it, you know. That's what makes up, like, G6. That's you know, in reality, I was like, G6 was just a name given to me in college. That's it.
Why G6?
That was my number. Was six.
Oh, okay. Gabe 6. Got
it. That was my number. So, I mean, but even that, it was a younger, you know, teammate of mine gave me that name. And I'm like, you know, I'll roll with it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how that was in the back of my mind when I was creating my business. I'm like, okay, I'm going to roll with, you know, G6. And it's funny, like, people just use that all, you know, in, like, a figurative sense. Like, oh, you about to take off like a plane, blah, 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 this and that. I'm like, hey, man, where I'm supposed to be is where I'm at. That's literally how I look at it, you know. And my goal, once again, is to reach out to as many people as I can, you know, and be able to create a culture. To whether it's, I mean, one gym or it's multiple locations. I'm not just looking at myself as being, like, a Sacramento-based trainer.
Of course.
I'm not going to put myself in a box like that. But once again, it's like, I don't know where it's going. I'm going to act like I'm going to be, like, the best trainer, whatever you want to say in SAC. I can act like that. And then if it takes off, it takes off, you know. But once again, it's this focus, literally, just on take it day by day, you know. Like, just like how we're having this conversation, put everything I can into you, and knowing that you're going to, like, because what I put into you, I'm sure it's going to bounce right back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Of course, matching that energy.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Tell these people where they can find you.
Oh, man. So you guys can find me over at Playmakers Elite. I guess the cross streets are Arden and Howe over by, like, the Arden Mall area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm training out of the head guy, Mike Johnson. Thank Mike Johnson. Shout out to Mike Johnson. He runs Playmakers.
TMP.
Yeah, TMP runs Playmakers Elite. I'm blessed with that opportunity to be able to train out of there. And yeah, so.
Very cool. And then what about Instagram or anything?
So Instagram at Gabe Lemon.
Gabe Lemon.
Pretty simple. Lemon
on,
or Lemon, however
Lemon.
You want to pronounce it.
Got that French vibe.
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Check me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last question. I always like to ask this at the end. just because I know there's people out there, especially myself, one of the reasons why I created this was to be able to create opportunities for people, for them to be around successful leaders, for people that are really doing it, that have the right mindset. So is there any opportunities for people that listen to this and are like, dang, I would love to sit down with Gabe. I would love to meet with Gabe. I would love to work with Gabe. Yeah. How could they do that, or would they even be able to do
that? Yeah, absolutely. I want to make myself available to anybody. I mean, whether if it's a DM through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, have it all, or even coming by the facility over at Playmakers Elite, once again located by Arden Howe, just come by through and talk to me, you know. If you, I mean, even if you talk to me through a DM, I'll pass you my number. We can literally have a conversation like me and you having, something as simple as that. Once again, I think people are the biggest investment, literally, so I want to make sure I open whatever avenue, and I'll make sure I'll get back to you for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good. You guys heard it here first. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.